Blog Talk Radio.
Price Morning Show, the most powerful networking radio show on the planet. This morning we've got a special guest, Dr. Reggie Siles. He will be here. He's an author, business coach. This man is phenomenal. He'll be coming on the airs in a shortly. But before we bring him up, we want to talk about the upcoming event, the Black Card event, Black History Month. Event of the century. You have to be there. It's going to be an event that's going to always make sure that you have everything intact. It's going to be at Policy, 1904 14th Street, the Black Card event. We also have the Living Legacy Award celebrating history of business men and women who have left a legacy, but they're living a legacy. They don't leave it, they're living it. We're going to be right back with Dr. Reggie Siles. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Russell Price Morning Show, networking on the radio. It's all about you. Dr. Siles, are you on the air?
Yes, I'm on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for coming on.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about what you do and who you are.
Well, it's a great day in the universe. I am Dr. Paul Reggie Siles. I'm out of the Pennsylvania area, about 30 miles west of Philadelphia. And I'm an author, a business coach, and an entrepreneur. And that covers a lot of territory. I run a lot of hats. But my passion is all about networking. I'm a networking guru, looking, seeking, always trying to find ways to connect people. So my latest book, The Ministry of Networking, is all about that, connecting folks who need to be connected, give them inspiration on how to be motivated to be self-inspired, as well as how to find their passion and purpose in life. That's a little bit of what I do, but I'm a family person. I come from a community background. I lived and raised here in the Pennsylvania area, and I travel abroad, so I have a great perspective of life, of people, and a purpose.
The title of your book is extraordinary. What is the ministry? Tell us how that falls into what you do as far as your title of your book.
Be great to do that. The Ministry of Networking, Mentoring Study Guide, is identifying the core passion of networking. The title itself, many times, it brings a lot of discussion, and people have different views and perspectives of what does that mean. Well, it comes from the concept that networking in itself is about networking with people. People globally who want to connect, who want to find a resource, they want to connect with other people who can help them do what they do best, wherever their vocation is, wherever their profession is. And then the ministry component, I look at life as a ministry, not from a theology sense, but from a universal spiritual sense. Everything in life is a ministry. What we do, how we do it, where we go, who we associate with, it's all about respecting one another. It's all about being creative. It's all about identifying and being gratified to what you have attained in life. So the ministry is a blend of everything that's good for the soul. And then the networking component is how do we take this energy, how do we take this mindset, how do we take this universal being and connect it with other potential universal beings. So it's like seeking to find your soulmate, seeking to find your business mind mate, seeking to find people who are passionate with a purpose to help the, not just the environment, but the community where they serve, as well as the global connection. So I've blended together the spiritual realm of what is the universal spiritual concept of life, and then the business realm of networking, people connecting, people learning, people partnering, and put it together, because together, I believe, is the true component, the true formula for good living, gracious life. So we say identifying the core passion of networking by taking this simple step, reading this book, following the course. It's a designed to be a classroom instruction book. It's designed to help people be motivated within their own groups and own teams. It teaches you about understanding who you are, team building. So that's where the title came from, an inspiration. God said, let's connect the spiritual world and the business world, and let it be known that it's a universal concept.
This is fantastic. Networking is my passion. Without networking, we can't do business in 2014. Not only is it essential to network, you have to understand how to network in this new era of networking. And that's why we're doing the All About You show on the radio. It's networking on the radio. It's now social media. It's Facebook. It's Twitter. Let's go back to 1980. If you were trying to get business or connect with someone, you've done it through referrals or the yellow pages. If you need a plumber, you pulled out the yellow pages and flipped through it. You need an accountant, you pulled out the yellow pages. The yellow pages is dead as Julius Caesar. If you're not using some kind of smartphone, some kind of internet connection to find out what you want, Google, you have to now use that. And what you're doing, I want to applaud you. You are doing something that is needed. That's why your book is awesome. We're making sure on February 27th that you're going to have copies and people are going to be able to get an autographed copy of your book. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your business coaching aspects. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Welcome back. Dr. Reggie Files. He is entrepreneur and author, business coach. Tell us a little bit about coaching.
Be glad to. When we talk about business coaching, it's what we call sometimes maybe a new phenomenon for many people. If we look through the decades of time, there's always a code word. You have people who are associates. You have people who are business partners. You have people who are mentors. And in this day and time, we find the realization is coaching. And when we talk about coaching, many people can identify coaching from the sports arena, from the public arena, where you have a coach, someone that's there to support your goals, someone who's trying to motivate your ambition in life. Well, in the business realm, we also have what we call business coaches. And they come in all different lifestyles, all different formats. Some are called life coaches. Some have specific categories where they specialize in. But a general business coach is someone who looks after individuals who are seeking to do business, who are thinking about doing business, who have started a business and maybe need some advice. Instead of going out and seeking people who you might get advice from a general sector who may be not knowledgeable in that area, they seek after business coaches who are well reserved in those areas, who have experience in those areas, who many have had businesses of their own, and now give the individual opportunity. Don't make the same mistakes. Let's give you advice. Let's give you guidance. But the difference is here. The difference from an advisor and a business coach is an advisor will advise you on doing things they think you should do. They will give you advice on what they feel is the successful model. And it might not be contrary to your beliefs. where a business coach is there to coach and bring out your passion and to let you make decisions on what's beneficial to you. So it's more of a interconnection of finding out what is it that you want to do, how do you think you should do it, and then surfing that information and put it into different formats and different categories. Say, well, you can do step one, you can do step two, or step three. Which one do you prefer? However you choose, I'm here to support and give you advice all along the way. So that becomes the major difference, is coaching individuals to find how they can succeed in business of their choice, of their calling, and the way they want to do it. And I love doing that because I've seen over the years, my first business I started when I was 16, and I've seen many business fail, and usually because they just lacked one piece of information, one piece of support. And business coaches are very important today, and I believe passionately every single individual needs to have a business coach that they can count on, someone they can make a phone call that says, I'm here, I got your back, and there's no strings attached. I'm not here looking for an agenda. I'm here to serve you. So it's like being that true servant, as we know in the spiritual world. If you're a true servant, you will be able to have a following, and that's what it's all about, connecting people again through the whole concept of networking. So that's a business coach in my philosophy.
The business coach is needed. Every aspect of business should have a business coach. No one can do it alone. You need to be advised by someone who's already done it or someone who has the information to get it done. As a coach, you are truly, truly doing a work that is necessary in the business community, and I want to commend you for that. Tell us how to get a hold of the book, The Ministry of Networking.
Be glad to do that. There's a few different ways you can get a copy of the book. You can go to the website, which is www, and the full word, theministryofnetworking.com. TheMinistryOfNetworking.com. One whole long word that will take you to our main site where you can get inserts of myself about some of the things we do, and you can order it that way, or you can order it direct by calling our office line at 267-298-3020. Once again, that's 267-298-3020, where you can get to make a direct order, personal as well as for groups. If you want to do bulk orders, there are special packages we offer. If you want to do it for a classroom, for an organization, we have that. As well, you can find it on Amazon.com. Search under the Ministry of Networking, under Mentorship Books and Entrepreneurship, and you can get an e-book download as well. As well, you can contact our social networking site, which is www.meetup.com/SOAD network. That's our network site, which is again www.meetup.com/SOAD network, where you can send an inquiry on how to get a personal copy of the book, as well as the opportunity to have a personal invite with the author. One thing we will say, though, if you make your personal inquiry to the sites, you have an opportunity as well to get your personal autographed copy, as well as have me personally come in and do sign-ins at your location, your vocation, as well as your personal establishment.
Fantastic. You can also get your book on BeThereMagazine.com. Go to the author's page, and you can get the book there. We're going to take some callers right now. Call your call. Okay, go ahead. caller, you're on the air. We had several calls on the air. Wait, call.
I'm still here, yes.
And we have several calls to talk to you. Anyone on the air that wants to talk to Dr. Siles, speak up now.
Good morning, everyone. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. Say hello to Dr. Siles.
Good morning, Dr. Sal. This is Rachel Pope. I just had to make sure I tuned in today to hear the show. Russell Price, thank you for having Dr. Sal. I just want to say what he's doing, and to back it up, is that he attended him and a part of his staff came down from Philly to participate in my luncheon, and I had him there with his book, and everybody wanted to get his book, and it was almost time for him to catch the bus to go back, but he stayed right there and signed everyone, and it was wonderful to have him there and have that special dialogue concerned about networking, and it was needed. And I think we're going to do some more wonderful things here in D.C. with Dr. Sal and the SOAD group. And I want to say I appreciate you guys, and you guys are truly my family within the community.
We're looking forward to seeing you and Dr. Sal at the Black Heart event. Black History Month networking event on February 27th. You get a chance to see him live up close and personal and sign some books and also have him speak. So it's going to be an opportunity to get the book but also get to network with him. We have other calls on the line. Paul, you on the air? Go ahead. Speak up.
Hi, this is Darlene King, and I just, as my sister Rachel Pope, I just called in to listen to the interview because I'm just very thankful and very impressed with all the work that Dr. Siles is doing, and I love his goal, I love his vision for the Spirit of a Dove networking, and I love his vision for the Black Wall Street and allowing all of us to come together as one and unite to do the things that we need to do and achieve goals for all the entrepreneurs to work together. So his goals and his visions are excellent, and I just love being a part of Spirit of a Dove. I love being a part of the network, and I love the people that since I've been with Spirit of a Dove that I've had the opportunity to network, and Dr. Siles has an excellent leadership team, and I'm just excited to be a part of this movement. And I'm new to a Spirit of a Dove. I've only been here for a couple months, but I actually just came on the line today just to listen into the interview and support him. But God bless you, Dr. Siles, and God bless you for having him on today. I think that's a blessing too. And I'm just here to listen, but thank you for allowing me a chance to speak.
Right now, who's on the air? Dr. Siles, give us some of your closing statements as far as what you see your company, your vision, your entrepreneurship. What do you see it going in 2014?
Super. And this is something I love doing. We talk about closing statements and quotes, because this is part of the next book I'm working on currently that should be released soon. It's dealing with the notion of perceptions, the myths, the reality, and how we look at things. I see in 2014, moving forward, to get people to see that the power, there's power in true networking. And I might have to define what we say true networking. Many of us into the business realm and network marketing realm understand networking from one perspective. What I call it, you're on the road of networking. But true networking is what we call a two-way highway, where it's not about you anymore. It's about us. It's about how you and I can make a difference working together, being a team, being partnering, associated with our different goals, but blended together. So one of the powerful statements I use in a lot of my teaching and I travel and some of my excerpts is what we call the networking formula. See, the networking formula is a formula that works for any occasion, any criteria that you might have, and for any culture. And it's simply this. I am somebody. You plus me equals partners. You plus us equals teams. You plus all of us equals unity. And unity plus wisdom equals greatness. That, to me, is the ultimate formula of life. Our purpose and passion should be great at whatever we do. How do we get that greatness? Not alone. We can't do it by ourselves. We have to connect with others who see us, who believe in us, who are willing to support us. But the true way concept says not only that, we have to be reciprocal and be able and willing to support their cause as well. We have to be willing to connect with them as well. We have to be willing to listen to their story as well. Because as we find in life, everyone has a story to tell. My story is no different than someone else's story. In content, yes, but not in the theory of the universal connection of life. Each story is powerful. Each story has a purpose. It is part of our goal as entrepreneurs, as seekers in business, as networkers, to find that connection and to start walking the faith that we talk about. So we talk about the ministry of networking. Yes, there's a lot of power there. Embrace the strategies I tell people. When you hear my teachings, when you hear the teachings of our team, when you hear people who are powerful and positive, listen to their strategies. Listen to their stories and then engage in that new power sense, that new source, that new connection you have. Don't throw it away because you and I connected today for a purpose. If you don't let that connection carry through, then you miss the opportunity for your greatness. And we hear people talk about a lot of these things. We hear seminars and workshops, but I call it we have to be action-do components. We got to do what we say, and we got to have a plan, and we got to do it today, not tomorrow. Many people wait for their blessings, and they'll continue to wait till life comes to an end. Your blessing is right now. This moment, enjoy it, fulfill it, knowing that tomorrow is not promised, but this moment you have to make a difference. So in closing for me, as a statement, it's great to be in the presence of like-minded individuals because I know God has called all of us together. Those listening on the radio show, you're connected today for a purpose, and now you have the opportunity to take this moment and manifest it to something great. You have the opportunity to connect with those you've been hearing and feeding from to make it great. Identify your core passion first. Know who you are, because until you know who you are, you can't become who you should be. So the ministry of networking, yes, it is a mentor study guide. I am Dr. Paul Reginald Siles. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy helping people. And I say this is my greatest motto. Everything you know must come to an end. So enjoy the moment while you have it. Smile, be happy, and let someone else know that there is a purpose in you so they can find a purpose in them. I thank you, Brother Russell, for Be There magazine. I'm new to the scene, but I'm looking for great things to come, and I want to do all I can to continue this movement, because it is a movement. It's not just another club, another social event. This is a movement, and we're bringing everybody on board who wants to move forward. So I thank you again, and let the power be in true networking, and let's all connect. Thank you.
Well, you said that. The back card that we're seeing on the 27th is going to be the most powerful card on the planet. It's going to allow you to network with individuals, but also support other businesses. The black card, the black money event, Black History Month, networking is going to be a big one. Because it's going to change lives. Just the mere fact that you are there, you're coming all the way from outskirts of Philadelphia. It means you're serious about your business. It means you're serious about being an entrepreneur. And what that means is that people will get the opportunity to come and see an individual who's serious about their business. We just had another caller come on from air code 6110. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead before we close out. Go ahead.
Hello?
Any caller that has any, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just want to let you know I just tuned in. I haven't heard anything yet.
Francis, just say hello to Dr. Reggie Siles.
Hello, Dr. Siles. This is Ethel Williams calling.
Hello, Ethel Williams. Thanks for getting on, and you will have an opportunity to hear the whole broadcast, so we'll be coming off soon, but I'm glad you had a chance to dial in.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
On the line to get a chance to talk to Dr. Siles. Any other caller on the line that wants an opportunity to talk to Dr. Siles? Go ahead now.
Dr. Siles, this is Rachel Pope again. I want to tell a little history about that meetup site, SOAD, if you could, so the audience can know more about that.
Okay, I'll give you the quick 60-second version. The meetup site is what we call the connector website. It's similar to what you call a social meetup group. It's meetup.com is a social connection site that many organizations and groups and clubs establish their presence on. The difference with our network is we turn the social connection into a business forum. So the meetup site is where we say to everyone, if you want to be a part of this movement, if you want to be connected to this true networking, join the site. Sign up. It's free to sign up online. Join the site so that now you're connected with hundreds of people around the country, because we're a global organization, who have passion in what they do. And this is how we experience true networking, because as stated earlier on the call, everyone needs a plumber, needs a doctor, needs a lawyer, needs an accountant, needs people in life to survive wherever they do. And what we talk about when we talk about the old history, the Black Wall Street concept, that was a community. If those who don't know the story, look it up. It's a rich story, especially during this month of Black history. You need to know. And what we're saying, this is the new Black Wall Street, where we're connecting people who have different services and skills and talents that everybody can tap into. Many times we come to a community and say, well, who do we call? We need a baker. Who do we call? We need a caterer. Well, we want to establish a directory. We want to establish a list of people who have said they are committed to true networking. You go to the site, you find them, and you network with them one-on-one. So the www.meetup.com/SOAT network is a universal site that each one of us can get to know one another, start working together, team building, and support each other. So the history behind it, it's over a year old now. We're coming up to our anniversary where we're having our awards service in April 13th in Philadelphia area. And this is part of our format. Each year we recognize people in the field, entrepreneurs, small businesses, talent, artists, people who connect the community, and we reward them, because if we don't support our own, if we don't service our own, if we don't recognize our own, then who will? So that's a short history of the site, but we invite everyone to go to the site, learn the missions there, the movements there, the people who are there, and start dialoguing, because true dialogue allows us to get the knowledge and really get the power of wisdom that each of us have within.
Be There Magazine is exceptionally happy to be a part of anything you do, Dr. Stiles. You are on the same page. You are what they call an entrepreneur beyond an entrepreneur. You're doing things. You're making things happen. This is what Be There Magazine is. Be There Magazine is Washington's premier digital magazine. Tells you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. We're doing something extraordinary for Black History Month. It's the Living Legacy Award. You don't have to leave this earth to leave a legacy. You can live a legacy. And the individuals that are receiving these awards on the 27th are living legacy. They're living the legacy of what they're doing and what they have done. It's going to